I want to backtrack to something we talked about just a little bit yesterday. We start here.
We talk to people all the time, and we were talking to people this week, and a lot of them are just scared because they're not going to get food stamps. They're wondering where their next food and their meal is coming from.
Yeah, this is all a very real thing, and it's all something that has scared people. But I want to have a nice, healthy conversation for a segment or two at 866-391-1020. And I want to ask you about budgets, because I dove into that topic just a little bit for maybe 2 minutes yesterday or the day before. I don't know when it was. And it didn't really seem enough. You know, I did some research today. Is this a wake-up call that we need to budget better when the tide is high for many people? Do we need to watch our money? Do we need to plan for the low tide? Or is this a case where it is so, so bad that budgeting, no matter what, wasn't going to help us? Now, 72% of the people in this country, at least who were polled, keep some sort of budget, okay? And it's tilted toward older people, of course, because, you know, they're frugal. But you know what? And here's the crazy part. 21% of the people adhere to it. That was what I found in Fortune magazine. So 72% plan or try to, and 21% adhere to that budget. You know why they break it, they say? The number one reason isn't, well, the economy or inflation or prices got too high. Spending becomes easier. And I'm not victim blaming. Don't take it as such. But I think we need to take a real hard look on saving for a rainy day. And if enough people do that, spending becomes easier. And that's the number one reason people break their budget. Now, the second reason is budgeting is too time consuming and difficult. That's the second reason why. It's much like a workout routine. Yeah, I'm going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. New Year's resolution. Let's go. And then by mid-February, they're done because it becomes too time-consuming and difficult. So that's where we are. And I do wonder, at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020, I want to talk to you, if this is a wake-up call for some people. And looking at it, I think it should be. I'm not asking people to do what our great-grandparents did or our grandparents and have a canning cellar or eat sardines or things like that. But I have thought about this quite a bit over the past, little while. Do we need to eat out less? Do people need to not buy as many clothes? Do people need to think about not necessarily having expendable income? Because they don't really. They think they do. And that's what's problematic. Do you have to have that new car or this or that that you are cranking your credit out on? What about all those new clothes? Do you need a $150 pair of tennis shoes? Does an $80 pair not suffice? You know, again, I'm not victim blaming, but we sure do. If you just look around society, we sure do live by our wants and not our needs in American society. At least that's what I found. It's like the talk, like I said, about Thanksgiving. I hear a lot, and I get it. People don't want to be hungry. There is a difference between being hungry and having a 7-course Thanksgiving meal. I hear people call this station. I hear people reach out to people who supply turkeys. I need to feed 16 people. We need gravy. We need this. We need that. Are you really starving then? Again, I think we need a total reset. And I think we need to look to the oldest people who are still alive that we know. And that's our grandfathers, our grandmothers, our great-grandparents, whoever you know that's the oldest. When they remember when times were really, really lean. And the lessons that they learned moving forward from it. It's gotten into it's become a disposable society. And with that, rampant consumerism that, well, encompasses all of us, what happens is we use something, we overpay for it, we crumple it up, and we buy the next thing that we overpay for, crumple it up, and move on. Why do you think so many of our grandparents and our grandfathers, to be sure, know how to work with their hands? Do you think they all want to have some sort of workshop in their garage? No. It's because when they were coming up, they had to. That's why. Look, I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just making an observation here. There's a lot of people, a ton of people, crying poor mouth right now. And many are having a pretty tough time. But we also, to some degree, make our tough time. You know why? Because of our rampant consumerism and our inability to tell ourselves no or scale it back just a little bit. Maybe you don't need those shoes. Those other ones over there, they're fine. You afraid somebody's going to make fun of you? You got to be cool? Which one is it? Maybe you don't need to go out to eat 5 nights a week. And then all of a sudden, you understand your bank account will be a little fatter.